The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 479, The History of Jack Dodson. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out the new Pink Floyd t-shirt.
That's right. Hey, the Pink Floyd. Yeah, you got to have that. Yeah, it's clever. You can get you a Pink Floyd t-shirt.
You can also get your Mayberry Friends t-shirt. It's got all kinds of characters on there. Head over to Weaver's Department Store and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 479, they are Neil and Pat Coleman. Thank you, Neil and Pat, for your donation to keep the show rolling. And thank you for being here with me. I just got back from Mayberry in the Midwest 2018. It was the fifth annual Mayberry in the Midwest. My voice is somewhat going away. So Randy Turner's This Week in Mayberry History will be coming up in just a minute because he's going to start off the show. And Randy's going to be talking about Jack Dodson. That's our own Howard Sprague. Well, following Randy, it's going to go straight into a report I did back in October. It was on October the 18th. 2011, about Howard Sprague, Jack Dodson, both. So because my voice is going away, we're going to revisit that. And so you're going to get a chance to hear that and see it again if you're watching the video with some information going back. I figured 7 years ago, you might not remember it all. And there may be some repeat information between what Randy tells us in his This Week in Mayberry History and what I tell you as we move along there. Okay. So you're going to be seeing or hearing from Alan, my time traveling reporter from 7 years ago, nearly. You're going to hear from him 6.5 years ago, following Randy Turner. So I know you're going to enjoy this. So let's get this show rolling and head on over and hear from Randy Turner with his report.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Jack Dodson was born in Pittsburgh on May the 16th, 1931. Jack, of course, is best known to the Andy Griffith Show fans as Milquetoast Howard Sprague, but he first came to prominence as a Broadway actor. After high school, Jack studied drama at what is now Carnegie Mellon, graduating in 1953. A stint in the Army put his acting plans on hold, but once he was honorably discharged, he began acting on the stage. In 1959, he married Mary Weaver, who would later be best known as the art director for over 100 episodes of Murder, She Wrote. She is believed to be the first woman to become a member of what is now called the Art Directors Guild. They were married the rest of his life. In 1963, Jack made his national debut in an uncredited role in the final episode of Car 54, Where Are You? The following year, he was cast in his first Broadway play, Eugene O'Neill's short play, Huey. The play's cast consisted of only two people, with the character named Erie Smith talking to a night clerk. Jason Robards played Erie in a Tony-nominated performance, while Jack played the other character. The play opened December the 12th, 1964, and ran for 51 performances. Afterwards, Jack appeared in Huey as part of a tour, and luckily for Mayberry fans, Andy Griffith saw one of the West Coast performances, and afterwards complimented Jack. In between stage work, Jack began appearing in various series, such as Peyton Place, Hazel, and The Wackiest Ship in the Army in 1965. While seeking television roles, Jack hoped Andy's earlier compliment might lead to work, but at first, Andy did not connect that Jack was the actor he had admired in Huey earlier. When he later made the connection, he contacted Jack. Right after filming a guest star role in The Fugitive, in an episode near the end of the sixth season of The Andy Griffith Show, Jack won the role of Mayberry insurance agent Ed Jenkins. With Barney gone and Warren not having worked out, Goober picked up much of the comic slack in Mayberry, but the show needed more than just Andy to be Goober's foil. The show's producers knew they had found their solution in Jack, and 7 weeks later, he reappeared, but was now Howard Sprague, the county clerk. It was his only appearance as Howard in season six, which was already nearly at an end. The comedy series The Munsters went off the air in May of 1966 and immediately filmed a theatrical feature based on the same characters called Munster Go Home that told the story of them traveling by ship to the UK. During hiatus between the seasons, Jack played an uncredited role as a shipmate. When The Andy Griffith Show came back for Season 7 and continued into Season 8, Jack was a series regular, as the milquetoast with apron strings still firmly in place. Howard Sprague was also a regular character on the spinoff Mayberry RFD from 1968 to 1971. During those years, Jack also filmed a supporting role in the Andy Griffith film Angel in My Pocket. Throughout the rest of his career, Jack tended to play people in positions of authority, but usually with a comedic bent. He appeared in many series and his fair share of films. He had roles in two Sam Peckinpah films and appeared in Clint Eastwood's Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. He worked with his old friend Andy again, playing recurring character Doc Russell in Andy's series Adams of Eagle Lake, and guest starred in an episode of Matlock. He was a regular in three series, All's Fair, In the Beginning, and Phil and Mickey. He played a number of recurring characters, most notably Ralph Mouth's father, Mickey Mouth, in Happy Days, and Judge Farnham in St. Elsewhere. And of course, he worked with Andy in Return to Mayberry, again playing Howard, and even reprised the character for an episode of the innovative comedy, It's Gary Shandling Show. Jack returned to Broadway for a successful run in You Can't Take It With You. He and Jason Robards performed in new productions of Huey several times, including in a televised version in 1984 for American Playhouse, before Jack passed away from heart failure in 1994. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy. That's a great report. And as you know, you can make sure you don't ever miss one of Randy's written reports over at the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild by sending an email to turnersgrade@gmail.com. It's turnersgrade@gmail.com. All right. Before we go on into the report from Alan from 2011, I wanted to play a voicemail we got. We got a voicemail from Jim Brewer, who I saw this weekend at Mayberry in the Midwest. So, Jim, go ahead and tell us.
Hey, Alan. This is Jim Brewer, known as JL327 in the chat room. Just wanted to let you know we stopped by Saturday and saw you at Mayberry in the Midwest. Had a real nice time. I brought my daughter, Jenna. It's kind of our last trip together before she gets married in July. That's in case Ernest T. shows up and says stop the wedding. But anyway, we had a nice time. I got my picture taken with you and appreciate all you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for taking the time to write in or to call in, I should say. You can do that too. You can head over to Two Chairs No Waiting and click the little speak pipe button that's there on the side and leave me a note. Or you can call me at 888-684-8415. I'd love to hear from you. All right, so let's pass this along now. over to Alan from 2011, and let's hear about Howard Sprague and Jack Dodson. Now, what we're going to talk about this evening is Jack Dodson. Well, Jack Dodson rings a bell, I hope. He's best remembered as his role as Howard Sprague on The Andy Griffith Show, but he was more than that. He liked camping. He was a big fan of boxing, Spencer Tracy movies. You know, he attended Carnegie Tech, which is now Carnegie Mellon University. That's how we know it. And I'm going to go in first. Let's just go in before we get started too much into this. We'll go ahead and read some information. Let's talk about Howard Sprague first, because you guys all know who Howard is. And then we'll go back in and talk about Jack Dodson, since it's the same person, Jack Dodson and Howard Sprague. Howard Sprague, as some of you will remember, was a little bit of a mama's boy. And he was kind of shy, mild-mannered. He's intelligent, you know, pretty smart fella. He was raised in Mayberry and went to school with Andy. You remember that? Howard Sprague did. He went on to school at the Bradbury Business College in Mount Pilot. And he returned to Mayberry and worked as a county clerk. He sang alongside Andy and Bert and Wally in the barbershop quartet. And even his unconventional bowling style, you know, where he 1, 2, 3, 4 throw, you know, that thing, measuring each step from the line, he was able to bowl a perfect game, something which odds are really against ever doing. And he got all, you know, stuck on that. But anyway, he did that against his mother's wishes. Howard became a member of the Lodge, the Regal Order of the Golden Door of Good Fellowship. You know that. And there, he enjoyed drinking root beer and telling jokes and making people laugh. He even got a stint of telling jokes, if you'll remember, on the television show Colonel Tim's Talent Time. Would you ever go to Mayberry Days? That's the name of the show that we do there in Mayberry at Mayberry Days for the talent show, when we do our talent show there. So that's where the name of Colonel Tim's Talent Time came from, at Mayberry Days. In his spare time, Howard liked to go fishing, which we know about that. He called old Sam the oldest living fish in Tucker's Lake. It was a silver carp. But, you know, he eventually threw it back because, you know, it was more enjoyment trying to catch it than it was actually having the fish. He writes a column for the Mayberry Gazette. And, you know, he covers sports and all kinds of different things. He became a big brother. You'll remember that as well. So anyway, there's a lot of information about Howard Sprague out there. And I hope you guys will enjoy going and finding it. And I want to remind you, too, you know, Jack Dodson, he not only played Howard Sprague, but he was on a lot of other things. One thing in particular that always comes to my mind is he was on Happy Days. There was a couple of episodes where he was on Happy Days, at least one. And the one I'm thinking of in particular is from the third season of Happy Days. It was called A Sight for Sore Eyes. And there was one, he was given Fonzie eye exams. I don't know if you remember that. Fonzie ended up getting glasses and all that kind of stuff. It was a... Some of you folks may not even remember Happy Days. I'm getting so old. I'm not sure how many people are listening to this that remember that, but hopefully you do. And you remember the Fonz, because wow, how cool is the Fonz. But Howard was one of the model citizens there in Mayberry. He did so many things just to make sure that the citizens of Mayberry were well taken care of over time. You know, he was He turned out to be Floyd's landlord. I think you'll remember that. And Floyd got mad at him for charging too much. And he dated Millie Swanson as well, from over at the bakery. He dated her for a while. Anyway, and he moved off to St. Benedict's Island in the Caribbean. He did that for a little bit and then came back to Mayberry. All right, so that's a little bit about Jack Dodson. So let's go on and talk a little more about him instead of Howard Sprague. That was Howard Sprague we're talking about. Well, Jack Dodson, he was born in 1931 up in Pittsburgh. And of course, as I said at the beginning, he was remembered by everybody as Howard Sprague. But, you know, there's a whole lot of other things he did over the course of his career. He'd gone off to, this was something I thought was interesting. I was researching into this. He went to Carnegie Tech, which is now Carnegie Mellon University, and he majored in drama, and he graduated in 1953. After that, he went on to serve 18 months in the Army. And after he was discharged from the Army, he moved back to New York and found work in off-Broadway plays and worked as a night clerk at a hotel. In 1959, Jack married television actress Mary Weaver, whom he met at Carnegie Tech when he was in college. They were married 35 years at the time of his death in 1994. And while starring on the play on the West Coast, Andy Griffith noticed Jack. So that's how he became known to Andy Griffith. He noticed it and he liked what he saw. So Jack's agent later contacted Andy in pursuit of a role on the Andy Griffith Show. And at first, Andy had no recollection of meeting Jack, and his memory was refreshed as he later contacted Jack and offered him a guest spot on the Andy Griffith Show as Ed Jenkins. You guys remember that he was Ed Jenkins on there. Well, of course, that went on from there. He did well as that role, I suppose. He was an insurance salesman in the episode called Lost and Found. And after that, Jack was cast as the role of Howard Sprague, Mayberry's county clerk. And he played the Howard Sprague for the last three seasons until the show was ended. And then he continued the role in the spinoff, Mayberry RFD, until 1971. So he was Howard Sprague for many years there. So the last three seasons of Andy Griffith Show and all the way through RFD. He went on a short-lived series that was called All's Fair, and In the Beginning is another one he was in. And the one I remember, which was, I tried to find some information about it. It wasn't actually a series. It was a guest spot he did after the return to Mayberry. There was a show that used to come on back in the late 80s and into 1990 time, or very early 90s. It was called It's Gary Shandling Show. And in that show, there was actually an episode of It's Gary Shandling's show called The Day Howard Moved In. And he played Howard Sprague in that movie and moved in with Gary Shandling. It was a great episode. I can't seem to find it. I looked on YouTube and everywhere trying to find a copy of that episode because I just thought it would be really cool to be able to show you some pictures and stuff. All right, so that's a little bit of the history, and there's a lot more we could talk about Jack Dawson. But the reason I was focused on this evening was that back in September of 2006, I had gotten an email from a fellow named Scott Helmendoller, and he's from up in Blue Springs, Missouri, looks like, and he had some pictures, and Let me just read this to you because this is pretty cool. He had already contacted me and I'd emailed him back that I would be interested in seeing these photographs. But here's what he wrote me because he said there was a story that went with these. So he said, Alan, here are the pictures of Jack Dawson. Now, if you're watching the video, you're going to be able to see these pictures. But if you're not watching the videos, I'm going to have the pictures posted at our Facebook page at facebook.com/2chairs, and you'll be able to see it. It'll be episode number 158. There'll be an album there. So if you go to photos, when you go to that site, you'll be able to see the photos. You do not have to be a Facebook user to be able to do this. You'll be able to go there, and I'll have a link directly from our show notes at twochairsnoawaiting.com. So you can go see them. Let me go back and read this. He said, Alan, here are the pictures of Jack Dawson. As I said in a previous email, Jack and my father, James Helmendoller, were in the Army together. I would say the photos date back to about 1956. And I don't know when Jack started his acting career, but Dad said he was at least talking about it during his Army days. The large photo, which I'm showing on the video podcast, but you can go and look at it. It's actually a photo, and I'll have it marked as the large photo, so you'll know which one I'm talking about, is a picture of Jack and my dad. So there's Jack Dawson in his Army uniform, And there's a fella standing to his right, the left of the pitcher, which is, his name is James Helmendahler. And so this is a photo of my dad and Jack Dotson. The photo was originally printed from a slide several years ago, and unfortunately it was printed backwards. If it was printed correctly, you could make out Dotson on the uniform more easily. So I copied the picture here that you see here is normal. So what I'm going to do is go back and reverse that and zoom in and see if we can't get into that. And I'll post that on our Facebook site. I didn't do that before the show. Let's see. He said, if it was printed correctly, you could make out Dotson on the uniform. So we'll try to check that out. The photo of Jack with the man in the red suit. Let's see if I can find that. Here it is. There's a picture here of Jack with a man in a red suit and scruffy beard represents some of Jack's makeup work. And you can barely see the fella he's talking about. But Dad said it was Christmas when it came around. When Christmas came around, Jack had a makeup kit with him, which he used to create a Santa Claus. They used red food coloring to dye long underwear for the suit. So you can barely see the fella on the left side of the picture here. But you can definitely, once he describes it to you, you'll see Santa Claus standing there. So Jack was the fella who made up Santa Claus. He actually took his kit and created Santa Claus from his kit. And so for the guys to enjoy a Christmas. Scott here goes on to say, I remember my dad telling a story about him and Dotson getting in an ambulance in their compound and turning on the lights and sirens so they could get clearance to go out and sightsee. Needless to say, neither one had the rights to the ambulance. I wish I remember more about this story, but it's been too long, and now there's no one to ask anymore. Oh, that's great. So, hope you enjoy the photos and can use them on the website. And this was, of course, in 2006. I've enjoyed looking at the website and would love to see you all perform sometime. The resemblances are incredible. Be sure to show the show these pictures to the guy who plays Howard. Best wishes, Scott Helmendahler. So there's a third picture he had sent me where it's Jack and a whole bunch of Army guys. Jack's in his T-shirt and he's got his tongue sticking out. And I don't know, it looks like they're drinking. I'm not sure what. Not even going to speculate. One guy's got a coffee cup, but it doesn't look like coffee in the other guy's hands. It could be something else. But anyway, these photos are just a neat glimpse into looking back into Jack Dotson's life when he was in the Army. As I'd mentioned as I was going through it originally there, he served in the Army for about 18 months. So that was just after the 1953 time period. So if he's in there 18 months, then it would have been somewhere around 53, 54, maybe into 55 that when this happened. I don't know when he graduated in 1953. So it's somewhere in that time frame, but it was near the 56 time frame that that Scott was thinking that he believed it came from. So, folks, this is I just think it's a neat glimpse to see some of the actors from the Andy Griffith Show and things that they did or things that they were involved in before the show. And I hope you're going to enjoy seeing these photos. I realize it's an audio podcast, so it's kind of hard for you to see the pictures. But if you watch the video podcast, if you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you will see the video there for episode number 158. It's this episode, and you'll be able to see the pictures there. Or you can just click the link that will be there to take you directly to see these photos. So, folks, I hope you enjoy that. And I want to thank Scott. It's Scott. Let's see. That was 2006, September, and it is now 2011. He's probably forgot about sending me these since it's been, you know, 5 years. But I have not forgotten. I keep things like this. So if you ever send me something and I've never used it, know that eventually I will. I will eventually get around to doing it because I love this stuff. I've had people send me photos of their squad cars and the like, and I have not got them online, but I will. So if you send them to me, eventually I will get them online. But there's only so many hours every day that I can spend. So, folks, that's just a little bit about Jack Dotson and Howard Sprague as himself. I should have noted that on Happy Days, Howard was playing Ralph Mouth's dad. as an optometrist is who he was playing. He was getting some glasses for Fonzie in that episode. He reprised his role in for the television movie Return to Mayberry. We knew that. And then there was I do have an article as well that I'll post. It's a article of the of when he passed away. I've got that as well. It says Jack Dodson, who played the officious egghead Howard Sprague on the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry FD, died at age 63. He died Friday, and this was on Tuesday the 20th is when this is published. He died of 1994. He died Friday at his suburban hospital after a year-long illness, daughter Christina Dodson said Monday. He was a veteran of Broadway, film, and television. He's best known for his role as county clerk, The Andy Griffith Show, and its offshoot series. A quasi-intellectual living in a rural town, Sprague often talked over his neighbors' heads, just as often as he was tripped up by his own flawed logic. As we said, he was born in Pittsburgh, graduated from Carnegie Tech Drama Department, and he went on to Broadway productions of Our Town, You Can't Take It With You, and Huey, where he was spotted by Andy Griffith. He began appearing on Andy Griffith in 1967, the year before the star left the show, and he continued on RFD until 1971, which I'm not sure that's exactly right, but that's close enough. He made 150 guest appearances on shows including The Fugitive, Hawaii Five-O, Newhart, Barney Miller, Cagney and Lacey, St. Elsewhere, Matlock, and L.A. Law. And he had recurring roles of the father of Ralph Mouth on Happy Days and as radio station manager on a show called Homefront. So I'll post that as well to the pictures. You'll be able to see that there. And hopefully you enjoy that a little bit, just this little glimpse back into the life and to just some of the career of Jack Dodson, our very own Howard Sprague in Mayberry. Folks, if you have any memories of that, if you've got pictures in your basement somewhere of Howard Sprague or Jack Dodson and you, I'd love to see them. You can send them to me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can also, call me and tell me the story if you'd like to at 888-684-8415. You can leave a note over on the Two Chairs No Waiting site at Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/two chairs, you can leave me a note there. Or finally, you can just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave information there as a comment. We'd love to hear from you. I love to hear from you, folks who listen to the show, and just hear your thoughts and things that you're involved in and things that you might know about the Andy Griffith Show. There may be a lot of things you know that I don't. So, hey, tell us. Get that word out. Because as fans of the show, we all want to learn more. So, folks, that's all I got for you this evening. And it was great to have you. Hope you'll come back next week. And Two Chairs No Waiting. And we'll see y'all then. Bye, folks.